Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Cheryl Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we take Hugh's clues into the final segment of the show, the clock is
that
ticking.
That ain't my fault.
It's not.
Well, some people believe it is. But, I mean, I think you've given away some clues recently that are giveaways. I mean, these are handouts.
The Ike Reese clue was like a hand-me-down.
Well, now I'm imagining Ike hating all these things in Nemesis with like a Siberian Husky.
Ike really hates this one.
I know. Care. I mean, that's an easy one. It really is. All right, we'll get to your calls here. First, can we check in with Emmett Smith? What's Emmett up to these days besides whatever product he's hawking these days? Here's Emmett. What is he on the ticket down in Dallas?
So, Emmett, how tired do you get about people talking about the drought with the Cowboys? The 29 years, haven't been to an NFC Championship game since playing?
I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of it for two reasons. One, we have allowed others to come and nitpick at the star and make fun of the star. And that's what happens when you give other people or the other organization. Now, all of a sudden, okay. In the last 20 years, they win two Super Bowls. They think they're the best thing on the doggone planet.
Yeah.
And everywhere I go, I go Birds. I'm sick of hearing go Birds. I'm always asking, where you going? You still got a long way to go to catch up.
I just like how he took a bite or whatever it was.
Yeah, he was eating that entire time.
Yeah. So disrespectful.
I mean, he has no respect for the host of that show. I mean, he's chewing on a snack.
That was crazy.
That's my frat brother.
I think he took an extra bite.
He did. His mouth was full when he finished that sentence.
I mean, I love the hate, the vitriol that he still has. It never goes anywhere. It never goes anywhere, man. That's just funny to me.
He also is clearly in his feelings that the Eagles are
won the Super Bowl.
Well, they're the one of the best franchises in the league, and the Cowboys are a joke. I mean, he's in his because when he played, it was the opposite, right?
Yeah,
for most of his career, until I guess the end was when Andy was here. You know, his last couple of years, the Eagles started to get good, but the bulk of his career, he was on a great team, and the Eagles were not close to that. And now it's flipped the other way, and he's obviously not handling this well.
Yeah, he's not. I remember my first year here, we played him. On Monday night, Emmett damn near tore my shoulder out the socket.
We've looked at that box score. It's not kind to you.
They ran roughshod all of us that night.
The one with Larry Allen
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a rough night, man. That was a rough night. But, yeah, I mean, I get it. Because he when they were good, VCRs, everybody had a VCR. And they were, you know, they were just like that team. Eric Williams, my frat brother, and, you know, we went to school together. I remember coming back. Remember when he was with them? They weren't good since Zubaz were hot. Remember the Zubaz?
That's a long time ago, yeah.
The pants?
Yeah.
That's when the last time the Dallas Cowboys were hot, because I remember Biggie used to have a pair of them Zubaz. I hope he's not listening right now, because he probably get mad that I put that out there.
He's going to be
but
upset.
But they had them Zubaz on, man. He came on campus with some Zubaz. That's what they call them, right? The Zubaz.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I know exactly.
The pants. The pants. The cowboy pants. The Zubaz.
They look like 19. Like if I showed them to you, you'd say like this from like the 1980s.
And a fanny pack.
Fanny packs are out too.
The fanny pack's coming back.
Fanny pack's back?
Fanny pack's coming back, man. They're coming back strong.
Well, I've seen some fanny packs that are like you wear them over your shoulder.
Yeah, that's the kind I have. Yeah. I got one of those.
But when I think fanny pack, I think the waist.
Some people wear the waist fanny packs. They're coming back.
You're
coming back. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to wear one.
If I get a fanny pack, it'll be in?
I mean, you look like you'll wear a fanny pack, though. No disrespect, but you look like you might rock a fanny pack.
Well, I didn't when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, fanny packs are coming back.
I don't believe you. I think you're setting me up for disaster.
No,
guilty.
I'm not, I
don't buy it.
I promise you, I'm not saying.
Whose mouth was more full, Emmett's there or Hugh when talking about Trey Hendrickson?
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. I like how at the end of the show, it just gets worse and worse.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I think I had a burp, and I guess the burp got caught in my. Because usually, I know they see me on YouTube. I turn my mic off because I'm drinking this water, and I burp.
Dude.
And I guess I got caught in the burp.
Oh, my God.
I need a Trey Hendrickson trade just so we could play that for an entire day.
He's
a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
You ain't got to play it. Keep playing it.
We
know today was a bad day. We know today was a rough day. I know I'm probably getting killed on the YouTube. It's cool. I'll be all right. Isn't this cool?
Somebody did make a connection to you and Emmett just now on the YouTube chat that we'll get to on you people.
Okay, so. We'll get there. All right, let's go back to the phones.
I don't like when you just laugh and don't tell nobody what you laugh.
Well, you
about.
People. One for,
well, I know, but I'm just saying he laughing, though.
It He's a good tease. Player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
That one's going to stick. All right, Ken and Cinnaminson talking some topper. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's Ken, we're good. On, we're good.
So, first of all, Hugh, that third clue was a dead giveaway.
I don't know what people are listening to, Ken. I mean, but hey, you know, whatever.
You have to pay attention. You have to pay attention.
Nobody pays attention anymore.
And you know what, you're not nuts, okay? Because if the New Orleans Saints are calling me, asking me to trade them their new starting quarterback, because they don't have one, you better believe that I am going to hold their feet to the fire, and I am going to get everything out of them. And it's, you know, you talk about the buying a car analogy. When I buy a car, I don't ever make car payments. I walk in there, I identify the car I want, I have my checkbook, and I say, this is how much I'm willing to pay. And if you're not going to sell it to me for that, I'm leaving. And I leave them with this. If you think somebody's going to come in right after I leave and take that car off your lot, then you sell it to them.
And that's the way that I look at it, Ken. If you cash is king. Like, I know a lot of times we don't like to use cash, but cash is king. And nobody wants to have to call and get financing and all the other stuff. So if you got the money to pay for it and you come close to what they can get and you're coming at the end of the month, then that's a win. In my eyes, that's a win.
It works every time. On Rob Thompson, listen, I wanted to fire Rob Thompson after they pissed away the 2023 NLCS. And it was squarely in his lap that he managed defeat out of the jaws of victory. So this is not a new thing for me to be ready to move on from Rob Thompson. I've been ready to move on from Rob Thompson for a long time. And, you know, this team is just so obvious. It's the same thing. Like, I can't believe I still have to go down there tonight and watch them probably trot Johan Rojas out there again. And, you know, it's not so much Johan Rojas, because Johan Rojas is not a major league player, and they're asking Johan Rojas to do things that he is physically incapable of doing. But what it is what Johan Rojas represents. And what it represents is the Phillies' insistence that they have enough to win. And that they did not need to make any changes. I mean, the first words out of Dave Dombrowski's mouth in the post-mortem, post-season press conference was, all the coaches are going to be back and Rob Thompson's going to be back. Those were the first words out of his mouth. All of these guys who are responsible for this are coming back next year. So, you know, for Rob Thompson to just sit in the dugout and basically watch that thing. And here's something I haven't heard anybody say. There's a bunch of reasons why managers go out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the main reasons you go out there as a manager is to protect your player
yep.
from getting thrown out, okay? So we have absolutely seen players get thrown out for less than what JT's reaction was to that call. which tells me that Randazzo knew, and after he made the call, he knew he missed it. Because otherwise, we've seen guys get run for less.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The manager has to go out there and make sure that if anybody's going to get thrown out of this game, it's going to be him, not his starting catcher.
Right, and just get in the middle, right? That's what they do. You get in the middle, you kind of push your star catcher away or your player away, and you create the argument. He sat there. Everyone in the building knew that was ridiculous, and Rob just sat there like nothing happened.
It's just the lack of urgency. And listen, I've heard Ruben on the morning show all the time, and you know, I know Ruben gets paid by the Phillies, so you know, take that for what it's worth. But I know Ruben insists that behind the scenes, you know, Rob Thompson is this highly intense guy, like he's just a burning fire, you know, cauldron. I don't believe it. And the Phillies are creeping ever closer. Somebody brought this up earlier, and I wouldn't dismiss it just so quickly. The Phillies are creeping ever closer into Sixers territory. I mean, if you think about Daryl Morey, and if you squint real hard, and since that postseason press conference last year, all we've been hearing from the Phillies is, yeah, well, we didn't chase as much as you think we chased, and it's not as bad as you think it is, and you got Kevin Long in spring training being quoted in Scott Lauber's column saying, well, the Mets actually chased more than we did, and then I have to listen to Rob Thompson tell me last night, listen, there's 70 guys in Major League Baseball batting under 200 right now. I don't care. I don't care. This team can hit spin. They have never been able to hit spin. The league knows it, and it's the fatal flaw in the construction of this roster is that they can't hit spin. So if you're a pitcher, if you ever throw a fastball when you're ahead in the count to anybody in this lineup, I don't know what you're thinking. You must not be watching tape. Or you must not be paying attention.
Well, Ken, I'm sure you saw it, but I'm sure you saw it with your eyes. But I have the number off your spin thing. So Roop, the starter last night for the Giants, he threw 56 curveballs last night. Yes. The Phillies had a hit on one of those 56.
One after another.
One.
And what the guy pitched? 5 innings. He had 20 swings and missed.
He led baseball last night. He had, of all the pitchers that pitched last night in Major League Baseball, Landon Roop, who's a, you know, kind of a nobody still in his career, had the most swings and misses last night.
You can know very little about the Phillies. Watch Johan Rojas' at bat with runner on third and one out in the, I think it was the bottom of the sixth inning when they could have gotten back to 6-5, and watch him take his first hack like he was Dave Kingman. And that's all King you need Kong to know about the approach of this organization. They don't prioritize contact. Nothing has changed. All the talk about the approach was lip service. I don't know how Kevin Long still has a job in this league.
Well, all his buddies play here. I mean, they all love him. And I mean, that's it. He's Harper's guy and he's Turner's guy. And can we appreciate Schwarber's guy? That's why he has a job. He's their guy. He's their hitting coach. Let's grab Rick and Ridley. Is someone going to win these tickets to the draft party? Rick, what's up?
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Rick, what's up, buddy?
Real good. Quick Phil's point, and then I have a little quick shout-out to Hugh before I give you my guess. On the Phil's, I'm going to give Topper a little bit of a pass. I mean, I think it's a little bit premature 15 games in to hit the panic button. I mean, concerned just over a week ago or so, we gave the almighty Dodgers their first two losses of the year. Nobody was crying for his job then. So
well, they haven't, but they've sleptwalked since then.
Things change, man.
Yeah, things change, but
I
look more at the lineup. Maybe that's his fault, but I think you got to get Sosa in there. And I don't think sitting Boehm and Marsh, which you have to do, I don't think sitting them on the bench is going to do. I think you need to get a little bit humble. I think maybe they have to go play for the Iron Pigs for a little bit and see if they can hit some minor league pitching before they come back up.
Well, we're not far from that, Rick. I mean, I don't think we're far from, especially Marsh. He has options on his contract. He could be sent down. If he doesn't figure it out, he's going
down. But not Boehm, though.
Yeah, I think Boehm's a little more challenging because who's going to play third? I guess Sosa every day. All right, Rick, what do you want to say to Hugh?
Real quick, last year, my wife and I took a road trip. We rode out Detroit and Milwaukee. On the way back, though, a highlight, we went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And if you've ever been there, I'll ever going to recommend that to all the listeners out there. But as we're going through it, obviously looking at all the sort of Phillies highlights and everything, and stumbling through, found this small little section. I believe, Hugh, it's a section for the historically
HBCU,
black colleges.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there, my wife spotted Mr. Hugh Douglas and got her picture with your plaque. So I just want to give a shout out. Seeing you in the Pro Football Hall of Fame was really good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hall of Fame, Hugh. I love it. Rick, what's your guess for the tickets?
I'm from Big Ten. I'm from Penn State. And
you got
any Big Ten player knows Sparty does not like the Wolverines.
Yes. Yes. Finally. Good job, Rick.
Good job, man.
The tickets. A four-pack of tickets.
144.
Wow. Sold out. Eagles 2025 draft party. It's going to be great. We'll be there. Draft party activities include locker room tours, Eagles cheerleader, and swoop appearances. 140, 145.
Yeah, it was down to the wire. Yeah. I get it done though. Never was worried.
Okay. Well, we basically had to give it away. All right, can we can we check in with you people? See what they're talking about today.
No, I can't wait to hear this.
pretty much all Hugh today. All Hugh
can't
today.
Can't wait to hear this.
Who's looking like a highlighter marker, by the way?
I said I was going to wear colors.
At least they can see
this
you.
This is a Wu-Tang shirt, Killer Bees.
Yeah. These first couple came like right after the open.
Yeah.
This is all caps. Hugh, stop making excuses. Wake up.
First of all, I don't have to make excuses.
Wake up, Hugh.
You know what the worst thing to
wake
do?
Up.
On a baseball morning is try to talk to angry baseball fans.
Yep.
They ain't trying to hear nothing you have to say.
No.
Yep.
And I said, and I long talked and said, listen, don't take it the wrong way. It never works.
Yep.
Fine. it never works.
We did have someone wondering, Hugh, is Topper just tired?
See,
maybe he was just tired.
That is not funny. That ain't cool.
Sometimes the tiredness hits you like a day later when you get back from a long road trip.
You trying to help me out makes it no better.
We'll have more on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Does Hugh know that they're the Commanders, not the Commodores?
You know
Are
what?
You aware
they must be
that
new must here.
Be,
you know
they, this must be their first time listening.
I don't remember talking about the Commanders today, did we?
Commodores. I said something about the Commodores.
Yeah, they came up at some point.
Jaden, I was talking about the quarterback, Jaden Daniels.
He did mention Jaden Daniels.
I blacked out for that part of the show. I don't remember it at all. No recollection.
Tuned out, Hugh.
What? All right, I believe you guys. Go ahead.
All right. Did Dr. Karp take whatever Hugh was on when he suggested the Tanner McKee trade?
Y'all don't have the vision. Only I wanted that person to hit an 8-leg parlay. Probably not.
You got to stop.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
I know.
At this point during the day, I messed up single to mile. Yep. I got to go back to my go-to.
Right, I'm going on FanDuel to put my eight leg in. I got to hit one of these just to stop you.
So we got a gap year and falling asleep before the end of a Phillies game. Starting to see why Hugh was so defensive of Rob Thompson today.
Mm-hmm. We get it now. I mean,
y'all ain't right, man.
We see right through this.
Y'all ain't right.
The pop-up tendencies to be asleep before the end of the game.
The worst thing in the world is to try to talk to angry Philly fans after a loss. How about y'all talk about the gender reveal? How about get on Bryce Harper? He actually played yesterday.
With a blue bat and struck out three times.
Yep. All right.
I'm just trying to deflect.
Right, so while last one here. We're drawing some connections between what Emmett was doing. Sounds like he was eating on the air.
You still got a long way to go to catch the ups.
So what's more disrespectful? Emmett eating on the air or Hugh cooking bacon?
No, because it's still like you go up there and you're vulnerable. Like
you immediately learn musical taste.
Hugh Douglas.
What?
Hugh damn Douglas.
What?
Hugh Douglas. What the hell, man?
Is that bacon? Yeah, it is bacon. It is bacon, Hugh.
Hey, but was you can hot, hear that? By Wait, the way, he was
Hugh,
hot.
Of course he was. You're cooking bacon on the air. At you least know, they called you out. I mean, the host was on the ticket. They just let I'm that starting, slide.
I'm starting to feel like this YouTube thing ain't a good idea.
It just hit you?
Sorry, buddy.
Well, there's no turning back down.
Tomorrow's a new day.
There's no turning
back. It's just my personal touch because we got Emmett eating on air.
You still got a long way to go to catch the ups.
He felt like he was putting food in his mouth while he was giving the answer.
That's like it's taking cues from John Johnson.
No, it's the district.
You still got a long way to go to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
The most disrespectful part was the second bite. It's one thing, like maybe they came to you quicker than you thought, like you're eating. That's happened to me before. Like I'm waiting to do an interview and I'm take a bite of something.
Yeah.
Then they get there quicker than you think. But the second bite means you really don't respect the host at all.
And you really can't stand the Eagles at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's crazy.
His mouth wasn't full like Hughes today.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
And he played it again. You saw he played back to back. Yeah, I'm starting not to like this YouTube thing, man. The highlighter, where that hurt. This is the Wu-Tang. This is Staten Island. Killer Bees. What y'all talking about? Well, I tell you, it's rough crowd.
I'm telling you, I don't know who's more in his head, you or Bohm. I mean, because Bohm, we know. But
I'll be all right today. Because I'm going to go home and I'm going to relax.
Yeah, got me day. Got me day.
You already know what it is.
I got seven.
This is a rough one.
I got seven legs this parlay cooked up already. I need to hit this just so we put an end
to it. Hey, Parlay Douglas over here. Only one to hit one.
I'm trying to figure out that last leg.
What you got? What you betting? Bet the Phillies. They're going to win tonight.
All right. So I didn't put the Phillies in yet because I was a little nervous.
Going on. Hey, go let the Phillies.
We'll put the Phillies in. That way I can be extra mad if they lose tomorrow. We got the two NBA playing games that I'm taking. The Magic over the Hawks, I guess. Warriors over the Grizzlies.
You're taking the Magic over the Hawks?
Yeah, you like the Hawks?
I mean, Now, granted, full disclosure, haven't seen one Hawk game.
It's a Magic spot.
Hawks going to win that game, Joe.
It's a Magic spot.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just saying, Hawks going to win that game.
If the Hawks...
You better win this one over Hugh.
If the Hawks...
the eight-leg parlay, this...
We're going Magic.
It's going to be a menace.
Warriors, and then we're going to hit some baseball money lines.
I need you to do this.
All right, so far I got Orioles over in Guardians, Braves over Blue Jays, A's over White Sox, Astros over Cardinals, Dodgers over Rockies, and let's put the Phils in. That way, if the Phillies screw this up, it's your fault, you. Phillies money line. Okay, we got a 37-1 on the 8-leg parlay. So
they better win tonight.
We're putting this in, and if it doesn't go my way, you're in big trouble here. All right, let's go to let's grab Tyler in Delaware. Chris in Newtown. Sorry, what's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I'll be real quick. It's getting late. Hey, on that Tanner McKee trade, I could see doing a pick swap or moving back. But, guys, you guys are a Super Bowl team. You need some extra talent. Chase Young sitting on that team. I'm sure they're not going to want to pay him. You could probably get him for the year or the next year on his contract through fairly cheap. Having him on the defensive end would be freaking great in rotation out there with the young guys. And then they also got Cesar Ruiz, the center guard. You know, Tatum Hill's out there, too. I say you get the talent for what's there.
You know, that's interesting, Chris.
Years.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
There.
Yeah,
he's
you
still
could.
There.
And, Chris, good phone call, man. I know it was quick towards the end. The Tatum thing could be open up to bringing some players back. We could do that. Let's grab Tyler quickly. I don't want to say hi to Tyler and not bring him on. Tyler!
Hey, thank you guys very much. I'll call back tomorrow. But just know
Zaddy era Douglas. It's good to talk to you too, brother. I'm going to need you, Hugh, the next time that Taiwan starts to tell us he's going to either get a no-hitter or go seven innings.
Yes, yes. You need to lie to us.
I didn't feel that in my spirit, though.
Well, I'm sorry.
We need that energy. The Phillies, for tonight, if anything, I can say they have been allergic to runners in scoring position. Mm. They need to hit the ball, put the ball in play. You can't leave Max Kepler and Alex Bohm on second and third and not bring them home with under two.
Tyler, I agree. So, we'll talk tomorrow. Tyler, we appreciate it. Hugh, we need a win tonight. You guaranteeing it?
Yeah. I think they win tonight.
Guaranteed?
No, we ain't guaranteed. Hey, Kyle Wade to play the music. I told you not to do me like
it's
that.
It's a guarantee. Guarantee it, Hugh.
No. Okay, I'll guarantee it.
Yes.
See? Where's my music? I was about to say, you better play my music.
Guaranteed win, no doubt. It's in the money line parlay. All right, you guys have a great day. Philly's going to win tonight. Hugh said so. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phillies!
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.